Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right. Welcome in on Thanksgiving Eve. Whoa. Red Wings, Maple Leafs, no better way to get you ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow. Bogey and Wojo here at Little Caesars Arena. Yeah.
And it's a very festive atmosphere here. A lot of the little Leafs fans are in town. And this is what I'm not sure about. They don't have their little Thanksgiving, do they? Canada.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
They have a different one.
Really?
It's a different day or something. Because they didn't get the pilgrims. We got all the pilgrims.
Uh-huh.
And we killed the turkeys and had pumpkin pie and stuff. They, I think, eat elk or something.
Oh.
And it's on a different day. And they eat, like, fishes and stuff.
Oh, that's weird.
Much different.
I didn't know. Maybe some Atlantic salmon or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, a delicacy over there.
They do not share our Thanksgiving, nor are they allowed to.
Now, we, of course, are going to jump right into Michigan and Ohio State,
the game coming up
on Saturday at noon. But, Woj, we don't have a 7 o'clock hour tonight, okay? So, Paul and Kenny, they're going to have to handle the 7 o'clock crowd. But given the fact that it's Thanksgiving Eve and it's the biggest bar night of the year, you think the 6 o'clock hour probably replaces a 7 o'clock hour tonight?
Oh, yes, because...
Yeah.
You know, in slacker America, every office let out early.
Not in our office, though.
No. We're here.
No.
But every office, like, by 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, they're out. They're getting schnockered, which is great. I never got the whole biggest bar night of the year, and I was just discussing, and I thought, and you explained exactly why. Well, because you always work on Thanksgiving with the Lions, and I said, you know what? That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand how early 9 or 8 a.m. comes to do the Fox 2 on the Thursday.
I know. That's 2 hours before your alarm normally goes off.
You have no idea.
No, honestly, it saves you. You know, like, I have to work tomorrow morning as well. Game day uncensored, 10:30 to 12:30. Hope you guys can join me. I'll be bashing the Lions. But if I don't have to work, it can ruin your Thanksgiving.
See?
Because you tend to go, like, what's the one thing that you always say when we go out and have some drinks? What's the one thing we can't do if we're going to get a little slaughtered?
Shots.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And everyone's home for Thanksgiving, and people you haven't seen. Hey, man, it's so good to see. I'm so happy for your success. Your kids are beautiful. Let's do a shot for them.
You know what?
Everyone does it. It's
You're
awful.
You're totally right. And I just had a warm, fuzzy, great feeling. Of all the benefits, this is the greatest benefit I've had.
Yeah.
I've never been hungover for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for you people that
I never have. The young Bogey ruined many Thanksgivings,
I'll just tell you that.
Hopefully you have a good holiday and a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and hopefully, and I won't even say this. We're going to move to Michigan, Ohio State, but real quick with the Lions. I won't even say don't let the Lions ruin your Thanksgiving because I don't think anybody, it wouldn't ruin
no
it at
this
stage.
No one cares if they win or lose.
Right,
yeah,
it wouldn't
exactly.
ruin it at this stage. By the way, I'm taking the Bears to win by 6.
Love it.
Yeah.
Cover that spread, baby. I think it's -4
Hello.
Now.
I'm going to have a big spread tomorrow, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I know. The Michigan football team will be at Woj's for a big Thanksgiving dinner.
Please.
Speaking of Michigan and Ohio State,
big
we do
game.
Need to get to that. And I want to I want to simply ask this, because we asked Mike during the crosswalk, and he gave his own answer, but I want to hear from you, the Michigan fan out there, and I know you have your own little spin on this as well. But
yeah.
A win over Ohio State, and I do believe that they're going to beat Ohio State on Saturday at noon.
With
okay,
it.
I'm
he
going
is.
With it. Mm-hmm. I think it's time. I think it's going to happen. They're going to be able to get it done and use their weapons on the outside. If Michigan gets that win over Ohio State, what does that mean to you? And if Michigan loses again to Ohio State, what does that mean to you? The phone number is 248-539-9797. We got the ticket text pulled up here at 97136 as well.
Can I ask for a qualifier?
Sure.
If Michigan wins, it doesn't matter if it's closer to whatever.
Just get it done. Yeah.
If they lose, say they lose like 30-27 in double overtime on a questionable spot.
No.
Or
nope.
62-39.
Nope.
That is different. Those two would be different. Like, if the Buckeyes are bringing their own officials down again or up again from Columbus to handle it, that's different then, mm-hmm. right? But
sure.
if it's a blowout, that's entirely different.
A little bit. I mean, you feel worse about a blowout. You still feel bad about a loss. Is that fair? It's still not going to be good either way.
Yeah. Yeah, although, I don't know. I think Michigan fans more linger the 30-27 double overtime loss than 62-39. I mean, that was embarrassing.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, you'll get more respect nationally if you lose by three as opposed to if you get, you know, clown bleeped again.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
All.
Oh,
yeah.
You get tons of good little job again.
Yeah,
great
exactly.
Job.
Nice little moral victory there. Yeah.
And this is what I want to know. Before I answer your question, what does it mean, win or lose? This has been the deficit between Michigan and Ohio State. And there's been a talent deficit, obviously.
Yes.
Ohio State's won 14 of 15. There's been a coaching deficit. They've had one of their all-time greats, Urban Meyer, and Jim Tressel wasn't bad when once he got the tattoo machine running. and that has always been there. I also think there has been a passion deficit. And I have further evidence. Ohio State is number one in the rankings.
Yeah.
Has one of their all-time best teams, supposedly. Now, people, they're going to win it all, right? And I saw a poll from one of Sully's polls.
You love polls, yeah.
A poll from an Ohio State writer, and the question was, would you rather beat Michigan but lose in the playoff?
Okay.
Or lose to Michigan but you end up winning the national championship because you got into the playoff.
Okay.
You would think that'd be like 90%.
Yeah.
92%.
That's a no-brainer. Yeah.
98%.
Why are you
right?
even asking this? I mean, obviously it was 90%, right?
Understand they've won 14 of the last 15. Understand it shouldn't be that big of a deal for Ohio State to beat Michigan. Understand that in this poll, lose to Michigan and win the national championship, only 59% said that. 41% said, I'd rather lose in the playoff than lose to Michigan. I'd rather take a win over Michigan than a win in the playoff. Now, while that is bizarre.
Very, yes.
A lot of moonshine being drunken down there.
Oh, especially tonight.
Hello. I respect the passion. It's unambiguous. It's unwavering. It's unchanged after years and years of success. I went on to some of the Columbus websites today just to see what's going on, and it seems just as fervent as ever. Like, it's almost to the point now that they've won so much that the first time, the next time, whenever it happens,
yeah.
that they lose is going to be like a change in their world, like devastating.
They'll be calling for Ryan Day's
job
if they lose Saturday.
Oh, we don't know how to react.
Bring Urban back. Where is he?
Yeah, 248-539-9797. The ticket text is the 97136. And all I'm asking is the losing has gone on for Michigan against Michigan State, and I believe they have, not being as bold as Bogey, but I believe they do have a shot to win on Saturday. They're playing very well,
mm-hmm.
and Ohio State really hasn't played anybody. Ohio State's two toughest road games this year, at Indiana and at Nebraska. So I do think Michigan has a shot. Are you now willing to say, after all this, that, oh, yeah, all right, I got the froth back on. I got the anger. When Rich Rod, you knew you were going to lose 42-7. Brady Hoke won the one game, and Harbaugh's been in a couple of them, certainly.
Yeah.
Are you now willing to say, okay, all right, I hate these blank blankers. Because I think you went through a stage like, just get me through the end of the season and get me through. I think now they're vested, especially since the way Michigan lost last year.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that final score.
It was 62-39. Yeah, Ohio State just scored another touchdown.
Yeah, yes,
we can't do that anymore.
No, stop that. That's a year old. I do think, listen, match the Ohio State. And you know who else is, I think, starting to match it? Or not starting to, but matching it more? Is Jim Harbaugh and that coaching staff.
Yeah.
Now, they don't say much, but Ryan Day this week, you know, how do you prepare? We prepare every day. They're reminded every day of the game that matters. Urban Meyer was interviewed. Well, what are you most proud of your career, Coach? 7-0 against that school up north. Oh, okay, but you won national titles. 7-0. Okay, weird, but I respect it. Do you respect that? I respect that.
All right, the phone number is 248-539-9797. Does a win or loss draw any major conclusions here for Michigan fans as you go into Saturday? And with little Woji's point here, matching Ohio State's passion and hatred and anger, is it to that point at this point? 97 won the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.